Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Lads, thank you so much for having a chat with us, especially because I'm sure you're absolutely knackered. You're here, there and everywhere, so where have you come from?
We woke up in Berlin this morning. We were in Latvia before that, and we're going to Australia tomorrow.
It's good routing, isn't it?
Here, there, left, right. The distant past, I want to go back. The album in full only for the first time about 4 or 5 days ago, because I'd been listening to the singles that we've been playing on air and stuff, but it's just amazing. Like, it's literally one of those ones that when I was listening to it as we were playing it as part of the playlist, and I was just like, yeah, this is getting me going at this time in the morning. And then when you look deeper into it, you're like, oh my god, there's some really dark elements of this album that I did not realize while I was dancing around the studio.
You've hit the nail on the head there. We kind of wanted it to react with people in exactly that way. Like, you should come to it and go, this is cool, this is a fun album, I like these tunes. And if you feel so inclined, you can go deeper into it, find out more about what I'm singing about, or, you know, just darker emotional stuff. And if you don't want to go there, you don't have to, you can enjoy it on a kind of more surface level. So we wanted to kind of have a foot in both worlds.
It's strange. It's kind of, I was almost looking forward to the performance today, because I was like, I just want to see, you know, the parts of the crowd that do know those deeper lyrics, and the ones that are just having one hell of a party. Because
I think sometimes they're the same person as well. Yeah, exactly. That one guy, we see him every time. I think it is possible to do both. Mm-hmm. And I think we got away with it just about on this album. But it was not an easy thing to do. You know, to find that balance was quite hard. And it did take us a little while to kind of hit our stride when we were writing, and for it to all fall into place.
You've been pretty open about kind of where it all came from. You were sitting back and watching, you know, the news, and a lot of it was influenced by that. So was that days on end? You were kind of just sitting there and...
No, I mean, it's kind of, in retrospect, it does sound a bit weird, but no, I just... we didn't tour at all that year. We were at home and I was writing, and there was a lot of stuff happened that year in the world. Huge amount of terrorist activity and Ebola and planes going missing. And it seemed like every week there was something crazy in the news and pretty horrible. And I guess I found my inspiration from it, and I got quite sucked into it all, and some of it felt really close to home, particularly when some people left Manchester and where we live and went over to Syria and all awful things happening, and it felt quite close to home, and it affected me quite a lot, and it went into my writing, and that kind of helped me to understand it a bit more and talk about it a bit more and just get that feeling out of me, really. First you'll see me on the news, then never again. Talking about things like, let's say, UKIP, or are you talking about things like ISIS and all that sort of stuff in songs? Were there any points where you were kind of like, oh no, I can't put that in there, I can't write about this, or I can't...
I don't know if there's anything off limits per se, it's just about how you express it. You won't find the word ISIS or the word UKIP on the record. It's never that blunt.
Well, I don't want it to be about one thing. If I'm talking about a charismatic leader who I think a crook, I'm not going to go, oh, it's about Nigel Farage, am I? I'm just going to talk about pharaohs, and I'll talk about, you know, people with more power than they should have, and what I would do if I had all that power, and would I make the right decisions, things like that. I think that's way more general, really. I don't want to talk about specific things. I don't want to pull an M&M and just talk about, you know, this week's events specifically, and then the next week there's just old news. You know, I don't think that's very interesting.
And, you know, when it's come out now and everybody's enjoying it, everybody's absolutely loving it, you know, those words being kind of bandied about, like, masterpiece in ways. How does that work for you guys? Do you, like, kind of try and ignore those words, or...?
Oh, we pay them off.
It's cost us thousands. It is gratifying, but you also can't dwell on those... What's the word? Rest on those laurels.
So, congratulations is all I can say on this album, because it's just absolutely class, is the only way to say.
Cheers, thank you.